with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, we were talking about this during the break, but sometimes I think we overanalyze things, and we maybe need to just slow down a little bit and realize who our audience is maybe once in a while. And I was in the bank last week and had a couple of the bankers over here. I know the teller. Hey, Randy, it's grilling season. I know you do, you know. And so two of these guys come out of their cubicles, the investment guy and the manager, and they wanted to talk grilling, right? And so we did, but their questions weren't that sophisticated. One actually listened, and he commented about sometimes how – We're technical.
Over his head.
Right, yeah, a little bit over his
head.
Well,
I had this same conversation with this fellow that's on the grilling line right now. His name is Mike Wright. He's from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So he's in the center of the mitten, and he's an avid griller. He raises his own cattle, and he makes sausage and all kinds of things. So I know his skill set's really high, yet he was asking me some really basic questions. So I'm thinking, you know, people have questions all over the place. Let's hear from a regular guy, a dad. So right now, Mike Wright from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. How are you, Mike?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, thanks for joining us. Now, a little disclaimer here. Mike is also in the HVAC business with me, and he quotes a lot of projects around the state. Same jobs you're quoting, Job.
Right,
Except he's quoting Carrier rooftops for me. And
I'm quoting the rooftops that carry that equipment.
Yeah. Yes, right. So anyway, it's a building conversation.
Right.
So, Mike, I guess you had some great questions. We were sitting down the other day in your office, and we were just talking about, number one, temperature for smoking sausage, things like that. But what were some of the other areas that maybe we talked about that you found to be something, an area of interest?
Right. I've done a fair amount of beef at home and so on, but the pork has been kind of new to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with a frozen pork butt like Sunday. And my first thought is like, what do I need to do with this thing? Should I get it out, put it in the cold bath? Should I put it in the refrigerator? Is it okay? I mean, I know it's pork. I can't let it get real carried away, but would it be okay to set it on the counter if I knew?
I do it all the time. I mean, I worry about chicken that way, but I do it with chicken too.
Yeah, Mike, I guess the first thing when you said it's frozen, the thing that I would want to make sure is that it's thawed all the way through before you start to cook it. So whether you want to do that in the refrigerator for a couple days or you want to do that in a bath in the sink, and I wouldn't put the meat directly in the water. I'd have it in some sort of a bag or something.
And I'll tell you that, you know, you say in the fridge, here's what you'll find too as a surprise. I don't know if you've tried this, but with a butt in particular, it's such a big mass.
Dense piece of meat,
It takes like a week in the fridge. So that's why I say I give up on the refrigerator.
Right. And, if you can get them, they'll stay. I mean, there's an expiration date on the package when you get them, right? And later today, I'm going to be pulling a dozen of them off the smoker. I'm doing a graduation party this evening for, 150 people, right? So I did a dozen of these butts. But I bought them on Thursday and left them in my fridge knowing that I'd be throwing them on Friday night.
Well, they're double-packed.
Right.
Cryovac, they store a long time that way.
They do.
So enough about the frozen, Mike.
Right.
What are you going to do with it now?
Well, that brings me to, would I trim any of the fat off this? Should I leave it just the way it is? I mean, how much fat should I have on this thing when I get ready to start putting the
I'd let the smoker take care of the trimming of the fat.
Let it do it.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have a ridiculous amount and you don't want a bunch of grease in the bottom of your smoker, that's a consideration. If it doesn't have a collection system, sure, trim some of the fat off it. But it's going to reduce it anyway. I don't like a bunch of fat when it's done smoking and when I start pulling it. I'm going to be kind of picky how I pull that pork and how I pull the bone out and get, there's kind of like almost a cartilage-like piece in the center of that and stuff, and I like to get all that out of there.
So, Mike, okay. let me talk to you a little bit about this, is that when you got this pork butt, it's got a fat cap on it. There's six sides, one, two, three, four, and the two ends. One side has a fat cap on it. I always cook that down so that the fat renders off and drips away from my meat. Some people like to cook it up. I like it down.
Yeah, down.
And the second thing is I never put seasoning on that fat cap because I'm going to pull it off there and throw it away.
It'll run off on its own
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, but that's not anything I'm ever going to serve to a person, that fat cap. I'm going to scrape it off there. When it's smoked, you can just scrape that right off and throw it in the trash.
So, Mike, is this thing boned or does it have a bone in?
Bone in.
Okay. Well, that bone will make a temperature gauge for you because when it pops out about a half inch to three quarters of an inch, your butt's probably done. We were also talking about making sausage and the smoker you've got. You had some questions about your smoker. And, again, this is Mike Wright from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He works for a good customer of mine called Custom Heating Plumbing, CHP. And so he raises cattle. He's a dad. He's just got all these things going on like all of us do. And the smoker, you have an issue with that thing.
Well, I mean, it's just a charcoal smoker. So, you know, there's always the question of controlling the temp. What temp should I be running this thing? I mean, is there a high and a low that I should be keeping it at? You know, basically, you know, I'm just getting ready to start running this thing for the most part. I've used other smokers in the past, which I've had bad luck with, return them. Now I'm moving on to the charcoal. So, yeah, I mean, where would you start your temp? What am I looking for as far as the temperature range?
Is that a Weber bullet or a Brinkman?
You know, I'd be lying if I picked either okay. one of those. I don't know.
It's one or the other, probably. Right. You're probably going to want to try and keep it around 250 or 275, and just, you know, it's your fuel that's going to determine how long it'll hold temp, and of course your airflow.
Okay.
So Mike, what I would do, and my recommendation there is get your fire hot up to the temperature you want, and maybe even about 20 to 25 degrees above
over.
That.
Yep.
Before you put your meat in, because that big cold hunk of meat is going to drop that temperature immediately when you put that in there, and it'll take quite a while for it to recover back up to that top temperature. So just count on that. Count on, if you want 275, run her to 300, open it up, put your piece of meat in there, you close it back up, you're going to get to the 250 probably,
well,
and then it'll come back up to 275.
And that all has to do with how big your smoke chamber is.
Yep.
And how big the piece of meat is. Mike does heat loss and heat gain calculations all the time. So
yeah, there you go.
He'll figure it out.
Right. But for a pork butt in a smaller smoker, you know, kind of a rule of thumb there.
So what else did we talk about that just to you seemed to be beneficial?
Well, I mean, I have no idea how long this is going to take. So, I mean, when do I need to start this? I mean, is this going to be something where I need to
10 hours, 12 hours.
10, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now,
because you don't know that smoker yet.
Right. What I would invest in, real simple, and you can get these for like $30 on the entry end up to a couple hundred, is a good digital thermometer with a remote probe. And you set that thing. I'm about a 195 guy, 190 to 195, the internal temperature of that pork butt. That means it's done for me. So you put that probe in deep into the center, and then you just monitor it. And when your temperature gets to that 190, 195 magic number, she's done.
So, Mike, when are you doing this?
Oh, probably Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'll bring you a remote next week when I see you.
So you're starting on Saturday then, if you're serving on Sunday, right?
Well, it'll be late Sunday, so it'll probably be Saturday. Sunday morning, like 5-6 in the morning.
Here's what you could do. You could put that on late Saturday night.
Where I was going.
And get that thing going and then boot it back up Sunday morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep. Or let me give you one other tip. You could start it at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. You could cook it through till 9 or 10 Sunday morning. And you put that thing in a dry cooler and you just leave the lid shut of a good cooler, and that thing will stay hot for 8 or 9 hours, and it'll be so hot you can't touch it when you're ready to pull it and serve their meal.
Really?
All right, yeah. Mike
you
Wright.
Do that with a butt like you do a steak? I mean, do you let it finish when I pull it off the grill?
Yes.
Do I serve it right away, or would I want to let it?
You want to park it.
Right.
Wrap it and park it. Mike, we got to take a hard out. Mike Wright, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He's a heck of a dad, Jop.
Coming up next, we're going to have some easy grilling that'll wow your family. Stick with us. We'll be back.
There goes my future.